All right. Boy, what a wonderful week. God is good, right? Before this week, God was dealing with me a little bit about maybe like bringing to the people's attention here in Armada a few things that we're working on. And specifically, Zach Armstrong and myself. We've already met with Dill a few times to go over some of these things, so it's already something that Dill has approved for us to work on. But basically, for me personally, and I know this is Zach's heart too, is we have a desire to see the younger generation like step up and take position in key roles in the ministry. And we want the younger ministers to be like a strong undergirding, like supporting roles for senior leadership, for senior ministers in the Armada network here. So I have a few scriptures here. Matthew 20, verse 25 and 26 says, "But Jesus called them and said, 'You know that the rulers of the nations exercise dominion over them, and they who are great exercise authority over them. However, it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to be great among you, let him be your servant.'" So, you know, part of understanding authority and you know, roles in authority, submission to authority, you know, that would be my number one goal. And what I'm going to explain here is to be like a strong under support for the ministry of Armada and actually bring you guys that have been in ministry longer, you pastors, apostles, church leaders, into a greater role of influence in the world. Exodus 20 or 18 verse 21, and it says, "Furthermore, you shall..." Actually, I want to read another verse first that is not right there. Okay, last year God was dealing with me, and this one scripture he was speaking to me about is in Nehemiah 13 verses 10 and 11. And this really kind of is my heart. It says, "I saw that the portions of the Levites had not been given to them, for the Levites and the singers who did the work had fled each one to his field. And I contended with the rulers and said, 'Why is the house of God forsaken?' And I gathered them together and set them in their place." I would consider that, you know, to be part of my life calling is to bring other people up that are called to the work of the ministry, not just inside the church, but in the world. Exodus 18:21 says, "Furthermore, you shall select out of all the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain, and you shall place these over them as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and tens." So that doesn't, it has somewhat to do with what I want to talk about here. But basically what we want to do is promote your ministries and the ministry of Armada. What we're planning to do is we already have the Armada Network YouTube channel that it had been used some years back, and it has just kind of been laying dormant for the last years, hasn't been very active. And Dill has also been working on the Armada Network webpage. But what we would like to do is pull from each minister, each pastor, each teacher, that whenever you're teaching in your church or if you have Bible schools or whatever it is, that your messages would be recorded, and then we would, you know, weekly, periodically upload your messages to the Armada Network webpage and to the YouTube channel. So then that would be, it would be a great channel for each minister to share with their church, with their community, the people that they have influence over, to tap into that, not only hearing from, you know, their local pastor, but from all the ones that are connected in that. For the Armada Network website and the YouTube channel. So right now, basically, we're in the beginning stages at CWI with Pastor Sidney. We've been working on it somewhat, doing some research and so forth. We haven't set everything in place yet. But I know Sydney and Zach have done a little bit more research on like equipment than I have. I'm not really that familiar with equipment. But on what we plan to use. So whatever system or program we'll be using, we want to make it fairly simple. And so we do want to, we're not finished researching, but we want to make something, we want to recommend something to the pastors if they don't have equipment yet, something that will work well with the systems and programs that we'll be using to make it easily compatible to upload video and content without having to do, you know, hours and hours of work every time for each thing. So pertaining to this, I guess if you know, if it's okay, we'll be reaching out to people via email probably and in more detail, and also, you know, all the members that didn't make it to this week, to communicate with them as well. So if you don't have video in your church, think about it, you know, get yourself prepared. So by the time we get everything set up with, you know, with the channel and the web page and everything, hopefully you guys can be on your way to being prepared to participate in this, because again, this is to promote your ministries and the whole ministry of Armada in general. So any questions on that? Okay. All right. So yeah, basically like I said, we'll be reaching out to you on that. I don't have a time frame, but I would guess probably within the next month or two, hopefully. Maybe if Dale gives us time to meet with him again yet before he heads off. Okay, that was one part of what I wanted to talk about. The second thing that I wanted to talk about was something that God had spoken to me years ago, even before I went to the Bible school here at Armada, about, you know, future in ministry and things like church planning, discipleship, you know, starting new ministries, starting like Bible schools, all that. It's really just been a great confirmation from God being here in Armada for the last, you know, what it's been since 2011 now. Went through the Bible school in 2012 to 2013. But I really appreciate each one here. And you know, the question that Jesus asked his disciples, are you guys going to leave too? You know, when people left him, he said, well, where else, you know, where else are we going to go? And that's kind of how I feel here is, you know, where else would I go? Yeah. You spend so much time being under other people's, you know, under another's ministry, under their authority. Why go start somewhere else from brand new? And, you know, God is looking for people who hate unjust gain, you know. Stick to the process and be submitted in humility. So what I want to talk about right now is to another vein. So God speaking to me about Bible schools, and you know, before I went through the Bible school, I didn't realize that Apostle Dill had a greater vision for, you know, big university type schooling. So what God gave me specifically that I had written down, I'm just going to read right here and then explain a little bit where we want to start with that, Zach and I. And again, this is something that we had talked to Dill about. So if I say anything out of order, I'm sure Dill will correct it and you know, we'll go from there. But basically what the Lord spoke to me was to pioneer new world-class Bible universities, specializing in teaching original concepts and ideas from biblical principles and foundational doctrine of all things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Everything, basically. Training through a biblical worldview, developing top-notch leaders in all spheres of influence, in church, government, in the family, business, education, media, and the arts. And each leader would be trained and developed in mastering their God-given gifts and callings so that when commissioned, each individual leader would be well-equipped to be on their way to reaching their highest potential, entering their field of gifting, and dominating the influence in the world in that particular sphere for the purposes of the kingdom of God. So that sounds like, you know, very broad, very, you know, what's your starting point with that? Because you got to have a starting point. And it was like 6 or 8 months ago that we met with Dill, and when I had given him this specifically, and his question was, you know, what's your starting point? You got to have a starting point. So I spent the next few weeks praying about it and just waiting to hear from the Lord. And you know, when God gives you these ideas and it just doesn't go away, you know it's from God. He speaks. It's just clear, you know. It just can't go away. It's like if you don't do anything, I think one of you speakers said this week, if you don't do anything about it, you know it just keeps being there. And if you're not doing anything about it, it'll keep, he'll keep dealing with you. Exactly. So this vision came to my spirit about something called the Armada U. So how many of you have watched videos by PragerU? Yeah? Okay. So kind of the same concept of what they do with PragerU is they take short five-minute video clips and specifically geared towards conservative politics in America and the world. And you know, short educational videos. So that's kind of what we're looking at to start with is to start with short educational videos that will be like a platform for, you know, awareness for people to actually pull information from, and then, you know, in a few years, if you want to actually start a literal school, university, then you already have people that are aware, people that want to come, people that want to participate, people that want to be a part of it, you know, praying financially and all these things that are tied into. So that's kind of what I felt from the Lord that would be like our starting point. So I just wrote up like a small draft, like it's not set in stone or anything, but this I haven't shared this with Dill yet. But basically, let's say the web page would look something like, you know, welcome to the Armada U, a place to take your spiritual understanding to greater heights. And then like biblical concepts, original ideas, God inspired. And then the Armada U, a school of thought created by original concepts and ideas from biblical principles. Armada U is an outreach ministry of the Armada Network, and you know, visit that page. So the overview of what we're looking to do here is, and I'll just read it for the sake of simplicity. Armada U is an online school of thought derived by original concepts and ideas that come from the principles of the Bible. It is a place for an online community of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ to receive quality biblical teaching, to take your spiritual understanding and biblical knowledge to greater levels. This will enhance your own personal expression of a godly lifestyle, both in serving God and helping you to walk in your callings and giftings, serving the world around you. It is not an accredited academic institution and does not offer certificates or diplomas at this time. Our intention is to become an accredited academic institution, namely a university, offering high-quality teaching, training, and biblical studies that pertain to influence from the kingdom of God in every area of life. So the two goals that I've written down so far was to create short 5 to 7 minute teaching videos by Armada members, each video having a specific purpose in declaring the goodness of God and demonstrating his heart for man, while being built strictly on original concepts, ideas, and principles from the Bible. And then the second one is influencing society with kingdom values, morals, and ethics, raising up a generation of leaders in the fear of God, creating clear understanding on how to be a leading voice of influence in any particular area of society according to the calling that God has placed on your life. So basically, from what I've researched and just been aware of, taking notice of things in the last, you know, let's say 5 years, is, and I said this to Dill, and he really liked it, was that one of the biggest mistakes that the church has made in the last 50 to 100 years is trying to influence society by becoming a separate society unto themselves and expecting society to want to receive what they have, right? So you can't really do it if you're just by yourself. It's what Jesus said, you know, you're the yeast. The yeast has to go into the dough to be effective. You're the light. The light has to go into the darkness to dispel it. And the same with salt. You know, you got to put the salt in with the food to so that it tastes well. So again, very broad. This is kind of beginning step. We haven't worked a whole lot on it, but obviously we really want to, and it's a strong desire. One thing that I guess would be pressing that it doesn't seem like Zach and I have a whole lot of time. Is like time, because we're both, like, I'm working a full-time job and he's working and studying for his master's, is it? Yeah. So, which he already got his bachelor's. So, this was, you know, again, God speaking this to me was before I even realized what he had already dealt with Dill about, you know, years ago, about vision for this. And I didn't realize Zach had the same thing in his spirit either. So, Dill, do you have something to say? Come on up here.